These are two different topics, I would say. So the one thing is, it's always, I think also in future, it would be really quite necessary to have this stationary information about data which is collected. We are also dealing together with the EBB in topic that we're analyzing their counting information about from Wi-Fi or the information from different counting sensors in the trains and so on. So it's always the idea to combine it together. I think the most important part of using the mobile phone data is not only the counting system on one point or one station. The information is also to get the whole journey and to get the whole route information. So what are the people really doing over the day? How many trips do they have? Which trips they are using, which, for example, transport mode in this case. So I think in future it would be really quite relevant to get the whole information, but also to combining with different other data sources. And I don't think that only one data source is the holy grail in this case, because I think you will compare the whole different systems together to get really a validate information in getting quite good results of the transport demand and also for transport statistics.